Well, good evening, everyone. This is Jen Rainieri, just a privilege to be hosting you here on night number 7 of our Word Traveling Prayer Calls. And I am just humbled and honored and grateful that the Lord would ask me to do this. And at the same time, I've got a gentleman on the phone who's been a father figure to so many homeschoolers across the state of Florida, across the country, and even now across the globe. And I'm just as honored to have with me Rick Anderson of Saints International now. Rick, thank you so much for calling in and joining me this evening.
Thank you so much, Jen. It is my great pleasure and my privilege to be able to be a part of your team. Thank you so much.
Awesome. I love that, the team spirit. You know, together everyone mm-hmm. achieves more. And as I went into this call, and our family is kind of nicknamed Team Rainieri around what we do, and then our church family has given us that name. And you're just a great leader of this team mentality and working together through Saints. Tell us where we can find out more about Saints online, because I really will forget toward the end of the call.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. We are officially Saints International now, by the grace of God. We just celebrated our 18th year. I'm privileged to be the founder, but 18 years ago, August 27, 1997, God gave the vision to start a phys ed program for homeschool kids, and it just took off by the goodness of God. And I don't mean bigger is always better, but it's one life at a time, one day at a time, one opportunity at a time. And our motto is, we're saints for Jesus is Lord, and every child is a winner. And but what he has done, we have 16 facilities throughout Florida. We're in Orlando, Naples, Fort Myers. We have about 4,000 kids a week here, and then we opened up in 8 years ago in Austin, Texas, Las Vegas, Nevada, 2 years ago in Sacramento, California. But even that much more fun, in the past 3 years, we've been privileged to take a Christ-centered phys ed program and implement it in Zambia, Africa, Guatemala, Kenya, Africa, and then just 3 weeks ago, I came back from Haiti. So we planted Saints in Haiti at a children's center down there. Most of them are orphans. And so we see it's just a cross-cultural means of loving kids in the name of the Lord through sports. So thank you for that privilege. We can be reached at www.saintsinternational.org, or certainly anybody can call me towards the end of the program, especially for prayer after we're done here. If any dads, any leaders, men want to give a call, they're welcome. So I'll pray with them personally afterwards, Jen, if that's okay.
Perfect. Absolutely. And there is actually a prayer forum now up on wordtraveling.com, and all my info is there as well to be able to share prayers throughout the homeschooling community. I really feel that this is the birth of a great movement of homeschoolers to be able to stand together as that team. So again, Rick, thank you for being with me. And without further ado, let's just take it to our Papa, our good Father, and say thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Father God, for the privilege and the honor to just call on your name, to freely, boldly proclaim that, Jesus, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we love you and we worship you and we give you all the glory, Father God. Holy Spirit, would you be with us tonight on this prayer call? Would you illuminate our minds and our hearts to the words that you'd like to give us and you'd want to share? Father God, would you just go before us and pave the way? And even as you sent out these prayer directives in advance, and I didn't know exactly what that would mean, but you did, and you've been showing me and us in the movement, in the natural world, what you've called us to in the spiritual world, in the supernatural world, in your world, God, because your ways are not our ways. They are so much higher and so much greater. So tonight, Lord, as you ask us to pray for community, state, national, and even international leaders to rise up through our homeschooling efforts, not just the children that we're raising. Yes, Lord, that we're raising children that are going to be great leaders for your kingdom in these communities and be able to enrich our governments, but in the parents, in the meantime, through our homeschooling efforts, would you take that team spirit, Lord, that we are creating and we are generating in our families, all for your glory? And would you help us be transparent in the community for your goodness? Lord, you tell us in 2 Corinthians that we who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into your image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from you who are spirit. Lord, you ask us to be transparent so people can shine and see you, so you can shine through us, Father, and they can see you. Lord, and you give us good news. That is good news that you've given us to share in your redemption, Jesus, your love, Jesus, your all-powerful spirit, Jesus. You want us in every sector of government. You want us impacting kids, not just those around us in our home schools, but you want us out there impacting nations and governments. And I thank you for that, Lord. I'm just in awe as the days have unfolded through this. As today I sit with my uncle who's about to retire after 30 years of government service. And you call us to be in those positions so we can be strategic like for you, Jesus, that you put us strategically into places to be honorable and to shine your character and your goodness and your faithfulness. And Lord, we plead with you, like Paul and Silas, that we would go before rulers and we are known as those who will turn the world upside down for you, Jesus. That you are helping us raise world changers, even in our midst. That we, you give your great leaders, Lord, you give us dreams and visions. You awake us in the night. You awake us in the day as we're driving, as we're working, as we're playing sports with our children, as we're doing our homeschool work, as we're just driving in our cars, that we give you the praise and the glory. Would you just give us those visions? Would you impart them, drop them into our hearts, these seeds, and then begin to water them so that they grow and we know where to step out. And we can boldly say, as some of your great leaders, on my heart you've put that great prayer, that great dreamer, Martin Luther King Jr., who raised his hands and says, I have a dream that it would be different, that things would change, and that, Lord, you'd give us the boldness and the freedom to stand up and say, I have a dream that the education system in this country and globally will change, because we have a dream that no child should go without an education. No child should go without the love of Jesus. And help us.
Thank you, God.
Help us, Papa. Help us to be part of that. Help us. That is a not so often quoted part of Martin Luther King said, a genuine leader is not a searcher for consensus, but is a molder of consensus. That we change the normal. We change it because you give us the strength and the power and the boldness, Lord, to change it. And when we come up against adversaries and adversity, Lord, that we take it as a compliment from you, as my pastor said to thee today, that victory is birthed through adversity. That we take it as a compliment, Jesus, because the enemy's gonna come and send things our way, and we gotta be prepared and on guard and standing strong and firm and bold to say, no, no, Jesus says this way, and this is the way to life, and life abundantly through Jesus. And we stand bold in our faith, and we stand firm in our faith, that solid rock foundation on you, Jesus, and your word, Father God, that you have given us.
Thank you, God.
And that we know, Jesus, you're an advocate for us. You are up there, seated at the right hand of God, pleading our case, saying, yes, Papa, yes, forgive them, love them, and help them, empower them, and strengthen them to do your will on this earth. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, bring your kingdom to this earth, to our communities, to our leaders, across the nations, across our communities, across the globe, through your words, that your will be done, Lord, that you be glorified.
Thank you, God. Father, we just thank you, and we praise you, Lord, for the gift of prayer, God, that we can have a personal conversation with you, Lord, the very creator of the universe, God. And, Father, we just thank you for that intimacy. And, Lord, as we recognize, there's nearly 3 million homeschoolers in America today, Lord, growing at a rate of 15 to 20% a year, God. It's not a movement, Father. It is a mighty move of God, Lord, that these parents are sacrificing to train up their children in the way they should go in the love and the admonition of the Lord, that Lord, you are training up an army through homeschool parents, Father God, an army that's going to change this world for Jesus Christ. And, Lord, I pray specifically tonight for those that are in leadership capacity, first and foremost, the fathers in the homes, Lord, the moms and dads in the home, Lord, as they're leading their children, Father. Lord, we know there's no Emmys and no Grammys given for homeschool parents. Nobody's rolling out the red carpet, Lord. But, Father, you said that if they give so much as a cup of water to one of these my little ones, they're doing it for you, Lord, that you would encourage those parents that you don't miss 1 ounce of sacrifice as they serve in their home. And, Lord Jesus, you said the greatest among us would be a servant to others, Lord. And that's the heart of a homeschool parent, Father, is they've given it all up to pour their lives into the lives of their children. I pray you encourage them first and foremost. And, Lord, as we talk about leaders, Lord, you said that the light that shines the brightest will shine the brightest at home, Lord. And Father, so Lord, I pray that you would bless the parents. But Lord, I pray that you are training up even now generations of leaders, Father, in every capacity, Lord, in governmental capacities, in school positions, in public offices, Father God. And Lord, so for the ones that are in these positions right now, I pray that you would just surround them with encouragement, Lord God, that you would give all of them an Aaron and a Hur to hold up their arms when they're going through tough times, Father, that as Janet just prayed, Lord, we know that the enemy, as we stand in victory, God, but he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And Lord, he's shooting at the leaders, Father. He knows if he can take down leaders, Lord, he's taken down a community. And so, Father, we pray that you would just put a hedge about those leaders that are in place right now. Father, cover them with your blood, put your full armor over them, Lord, and strengthen them. And may they always, Lord, may we always be reminded that we keep our eyes fixed on you, Lord Jesus, not to the left or to the right, Lord, not the wind and the waves, Lord. They may be very, very real, but God, that we keep our eyes fixed on the Savior, Lord. And for when we do that, God, we know you're the author and you are the perfecter of our faith, Father. So help us with that, God. And Lord, we just thank you for those that would step up into capacities, Father God, and that you would just fan in flame the gifts that you've placed in them, God. Father, you've created them for special purposes, Lord, that each one who knows you, God, who is called by name, Father, and has a very, very special call upon their lives, Lord, that we as adults would help just help fan and find the gifts that are in the children, Lord, that they could walk in your ways. God, they could walk in your anointing, Father God, that they could use the specific gifts that you placed in them to fulfill the purpose and destiny you have in their lives, Lord. And we know it's a great plan you have for each and every one of these children, God. And as you raise up the leaders, Lord God, may there be that spirit of unity among us, Father God. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where we go to church or what kind of curriculum we use, Lord, we are of the same body of Christ, and we are the same family of God, Lord, that there would just be a sense of unity to encourage one another, God, and oh, how we need that, Father. So, Lord, I pray that you would just continue to bless those that are in leadership capacity now, Father, whatever that is, whether it's a Sunday school class with three children or whether it's a huge mega church, Lord, with thousands, Father, that you would bless them knowing that they're making a difference. Lord, that whether you've got two in a classroom or 200, Father, that we would love those that you've placed before us, Lord, because we know love conquers all and love will draw others unto you, God. So, Father, we just thank you for what you are doing, what you continue to do, God, and we thank you for the fact that you are faithful, Father, that we have been called for a time such as this, Father. There is a generation that is being changed, Lord, and we know that there's there's many struggles in this world, Lord, but, Father, you are on the throne, Father God. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you are sovereign over it all, Lord God. So we just elevate you to that place in our lives daily, moment by moment, Lord, that we reposition you always appropriately on that throne where you rightfully belong, God. And, Father, we just commit our lives to you as individuals. Lord, we commit our families to you. Lord, we commit homeschoolers to you, God, wherever they are, whatever they're doing, Lord, if they're here, that, Lord, they have others that are praying for them, Father, and, Lord, that we would pray for one another, God. And Lord, I just want to pray a blessing prayer over every family, Lord. It's a prayer and a poem that says, I want to live for Jesus Christ. The Lord, as the coach in me wants to fire up the team, Lord, I just want to pray this prayer over everyone listening, Father God. I am a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have the Holy Spirit's power. The die has been cast. I stepped over the line. I'm a disciple of his. I will not look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. I want to live for Jesus Christ. Lord, let this be burning in our hearts, God. Father, my past is redeemed. My presence makes sense. My future is secure. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, positions, promotions, plaudits, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I want to live for Jesus Christ. I now live by faith. I lean on his presence. I walk with patience. I'm lifted by prayer. I labor by power. My face is set. My gate is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My way is rough. My companions are few, but my guide is reliable and my mission is clear. I want to live for Jesus Christ. I won't give up, shut up, or let up till I've stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Christ, and I will work until he comes, and when he comes for his own, he will have no problems recognizing me, because our banner will be clear, it will read, "We have lived for Jesus Christ." Father, I pray that be burning in the heart of every parent who's raising up their children to be everything you have created them to be. And God, I pray that you would provide for these families who have sacrificed so much. God, that you would just give the increase, God, for finances, for health, for healing, for unity in the home, Lord, for wisdom, for patience, for discernment, Lord. And most of all, Father God, that we would lead with a boldness, God, a boldness that we would point others to the Savior, Lord, because you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. And Lord, use us to bring others into the kingdom, God, and especially in leadership capacities. And so, Father, we praise you and we thank you. And we pray right now, God, if there's anyone listening, Lord, that's hurting or discouraged or down, that God, you would just allow them to call or just send them a friend, God, that can walk alongside them and encourage in this journey, that they do not become weary in well-doing, God. If, Father, they're doing your good and perfect will, may you encourage those that may be discouraged right now, God. And you are the great encourager, Father. You're the parent of all parents. You're the teacher of all teachers. You're the coach of all coaches. And you are the great encourager, Lord. May we always, always look to you. And may the joy of knowing you be our strength, dear God. In Jesus' name, the name above all names, we pray.
Amen. And so it is. And so it is. I love that word, amen. I read a friend's article today about amen. And that's teaching our kids the value of amen.
Hallelujah.
Rick, that was beautiful. And you know what I love about the way that the Lord is working? I'm almost in tears and shaking with Holy Spirit, good chills. I don't know if you've listened into any of the other prayer calls this week, but I've started almost every call with a poem. I'm a poet. I wrote a poetry curriculum this year for kids with a great friend of mine. We co-authored a curriculum. But I'm a poet. And God says we're all poets. In Ephesians 4:20, it says, "We are Christ's workmanship." Everybody quotes this. But the original translation of that word workmanship was poema. We're all a poem. I believe in the power and the words in poetry. And so when you shared that tonight, I'm just like, oh, Lord, you so know what you're doing more than we even could imagine.
Amen.
No, you're so faithful, Lord. You're so faithful. So, Rick, send me those words and that beautiful poem, and let me post it on the website for anybody who needs it. And right now, I'm just going to say thank you, friends. If you're on the line and you want to pray with us personally, hang on while I end the recording, and we'll just take you off recording, but we'll pray with you. And right now, I just want to remind everybody, you can listen to the replays on wordtraveling.com. That's WORD, traveling, like we are traveling to the word. And the replays are all up there, and everything is there for you to find, and just the prayer form to be encouraged. And please keep signing in for these prayer calls the next few nights. We go all the way through 9/11, 9/11, this urgent call to prayer the Lord gave us, and we end with praying for our nation on the night of 9/11. So, Mama's family's on the line. Thank you for tuning in again. Tomorrow night is the amazing Ann Dunnigan of DaringDaughters.org going to be on with us. And you want to talk about a warrior. Oh, this woman just lifts me up every time I speak to her. So I'm so excited for that. And Rick, again, thank you so much. We'll find Rick at saintsinternational.org and also on Word Traveling. I'll have all his info there. And I'm going to end the recording for tonight, but then we'll see if anybody on the line wants to have a prayer word.